Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In New England, it's more regimented. It's more disciplined. The coaching is better, to be honest with you.
Belichick.
Yeah, the coaching is better. The plans they put together are better. And they don't ask their players to do anything that's outside of the realm of what they feel their capabilities are.
That's James Harrison on Fox Sports digging into why New England is better than Pittsburgh. He says it comes down to coaching. Belichick is by far better than Mike Tomlin. And he boils it down to discipline. One coach holds his guys accountable, disciplines his players. The other coach does not. Just look at James Harrison's reported behavior here last year. There is no way Bill Belichick would have kept a disgruntled player like that around for 16 weeks. Zero chance. I mean, Harrison, he never denied this. He'd show up to a game. When he found out he wasn't active, he'd leave. He'd completely blow up practices.
The part about his teammates and he'd fall asleep in meetings was just ridiculous.
Yeah, he antagonized people. And yet they kept him around. Tomlin put up with it.
Not his greatest moment.
I mean, and it just kept going on and on last year. They were, you know, I know you'll say 13-3 again, but to me, I don't hold the Steelers to the standard of great regular season record. That's not what this franchise is about. It's not about 12-win seasons and 13-win seasons. It's about what you do in the playoffs. Same thing with the Penguins in this town, and I think the same thing is true of the Steelers.
But so, you don't win it every year. Bill Cowher came here, what, 92? Didn't win until 2005. Had three losing seasons. Well, no, he missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. 1 year, I think they went 9-7. You don't win every year.
Did Cowher have a Hall of Fame quarterback, all-time great wide receiver, all-pro running back, best offensive line in football?
He had some good players. He never had the quarterback like Ben. I know that. Had some probably better defenses than Tomlin has had, at least the most recent years. I think Tomlin's a better coach than Cowher. I've said that all along. Is he perfect? No. Is he Belichick? Absolutely not. But that Sporting News poll that has him third, I'd have a hard time disagreeing with it.
Here's Mr. Old School. He's first up here on Harrison. Hi. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. You know, here's my thing. Still, Tomlin doesn't have a problem. The Steelers have a problem. Here's why I say that. This man went 13-3. Cowher, Ben went amok under Cowher for a long period of time, where he got suspended for six games. Now we want to put everything on Tomlin. Did was anybody saying Tomlin had a discipline problem?
First of all, Ben was suspended for four games, not six. Second of all, who put everything on Tomlin? He said that Tomlin was still a good coach, but he has a blind spot when it comes to disciplining players. How could anybody disagree with that?
And Pony, here's my question.
Do you disagree with that?
Yes, and here's why. There wasn't a problem when we had Bettis, Ferrier, Polamalu, Clark. Here's my issue. The Steelers have a leadership problem because none of those guys in there, including Harrison, who shows more of his weightlifting than he does talking to his teammates, none of them are leaders. They all want to just run their mouth.
Who brings the players here? Who brings in leaders? Who's in charge of getting players who act and conduct themselves that way?
The whole team. Colbert brings in players. The coach coaches players.
Yeah, Tomlin has a big say in the personnel, though. But, you know, the coach has got to be responsible for all of it. Your point about the leaders, they don't have a Jerome Bettis. But very few teams do. Other than Joe Green, I think he was the best guy that I've ever seen in a room. James Ferrier was pretty close. They miss those guys. There's no doubt. I don't know about him.
Ryan Clark was not a well-liked guy in that locker room.
No, he was not.
A very polarizing player
I wouldn't put him in the category with those other guys. But your point is well taken, but it still comes down to the head coach. He's the one that
sets the tone.
Right.
Exactly. He's in charge of finding those players that you're talking about. He needs to create an atmosphere where players are leaders. That's his job.
Well, you know, I think what we're seeing, though, guys, is a lot of smoke and mirrors. These guys have the appearance in college of being those guys. And then they get here, and then they somehow get twisted around with the whole social media and getting the money, and they lose it. Bettis tried to talk to some of these rookie running backs when they came in. They just wouldn't listen. Ferrier tried to talk to some of these linebackers. They would not listen. There's issues
I agree with that, but most of the guys on the team now did not play with those players that you're talking about. We're going back almost 15 years now to that era of Steelers player. Okay. And also I look at it this way. There is no way you can tell me that they don't have a discipline problem when you go through the litany of things that happened with this team last year. He promoted an atmosphere where a wide receiver went on social media and said, the other guy stinks, I should be playing more than him. Where a guy's sleeping in meetings, blowing off practices. His star running back isn't at the final practice of the year. That's not a lack of discipline?
Well, do you believe that that caused them to allow a running back to run all over a defense that was poorly well executed?
I don't believe that
had anything to do with them losing that game.
I don't know. Maybe not that game, but I'll tell you what. I don't think if Belichick's coaching the Steelers, they lose the Bears game. I don't think there's any way that happens. I don't think there's any way Belichick, that whole fiasco that happened in Chicago the night before, I don't think he just leaves it in the hands of the players and says, hey, you guys figure it out. And Tomlin trusted the players to figure it out, and what happened? They didn't. It created a huge distraction. Nobody's mind was on the game that day. They all admitted that afterwards. Tomlin's out on the field, the biggest hypocrite of all. He's out there for the anthem, but his players aren't. I mean, that was a total mess. So the coach gave the directive to the leaders of the team, you guys handle it, and they didn't. So I don't think there's any way that if Belichick is coaching the Steelers, they would have lost that game. Fat chance. So that's on the coach. You clearly disagree because you're not.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say. You speak in such definitive terms, like there's no way they would have lost under Belichick.
Exactly.
I can't go there. I mean, I can't go there. The Steelers had a unique situation because of Al Villanueva on the team. It was different than any other team in the league.
So the coach,
and it clearly became a decisive issue. So what do you want him to say, Andrew? You can't go out on the field and kneel?
Say we're either going to do this or we're going to do that. Something better than what they
came
up with.
So I think they decided they were going to stay in, and somehow the Villanueva thing, I don't know if you believe that he got trapped at the end of the runway or not. They all were going to stay in. Now, why he was out there, I can't answer that.
It's the coach's job on game day to say, guys, that's done.
Flat out that it wouldn't have happened. I don't know that. I don't know that. Their situation was different than anybody else. I can't speak in black and white terms like you do. I just can't. No way. No way.
So let's talk in black and white terms this way. You think Bill Belichick would have put up with James Harrison's behavior?
No.
That's black and white.
Absolutely.
Why can you talk black and white about that?
Because you're talking about winning and losing a game.
Yeah.
When there's so many other things involved.
The Steelers don't blow the national anthem fiasco if Belichick's their coach. I don't believe that.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. And you may be right. I'm not saying you're not right. I just can't say it definitively.
So,
I mean, and how does Belichick ever lose a game? How does his team ever lose?
Because he doesn't have.
Because he's the perfect coach.
He doesn't have the best players all the time. He's also a human being who makes mistakes.
No, he's not. He's not a human being. He's the greatest in the history of the world.
That's what you call him.
So, that's what you've called him.
You said he's the greatest coach of all time.
To say that he would have handled things differently somehow, maybe.
I believe that.
Maybe not. The James Harrison stuff, I agree with 100%.
412-928-9370. James Harrison calls out Mike Tomlin for a lack of discipline, says that's why Bill Belichick is by far the better coach. Your thoughts on that at 412-928-9370. Plus, Harrison made another accusation against Tomlin. Called another part of his coaching into question. You'll hear that next. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.